scripture that I share this morning is actually out of Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And I share these words of truth. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And I say that again, that Mary, her response, hearing all these things, said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And I don't know about you, but I don't know that I can do that. I don't know that I can sit there after seeing something of that nature, hearing something of that magnitude that just really shouldn't happen, that I could look back at an angel or look back at God and say, "Here I am, your servant, let it be with me according to your will." Face it, brothers and sisters, we doubt. We doubt all of the time. There are so many things that we experience in our life and we say, "How can this be? How can this be? How is it possible? How could God allow this to happen? How could this be God?" So many places we experience that. And my generic answer to all of it, because there's a term called theodicy about trying to justify God with the bad and the good in this world. And if I try to explain it, if I can explain it, it's not God. If I can't explain it, then it's probably God. If I cannot explain it, I mean, I've seen miracles, you've seen miracles, there are things that have happened, there are people that have been put in our lives, people have shown up in church when we didn't expect them to, we've been given service opportunities, and if we can explain it, it is probably not God. And one of the things that I have really experienced in divinity school, at first I really had some challenges, but they feed so much into our heads about trying to explain stuff and taking so much of the spirit out of it, then all of a sudden we're like, "Well, I doubt, why am I a Christian? Why am I a Christian if all these things are happening? If they're explaining all this stuff and talking about, well, maybe there's not a heaven, maybe there's not a hell." And all of this stuff, they do that, and then all of a sudden I start to realize that, you know what? It's really about them putting that doubt in there to show me that if I can't explain it, then it's not God. And the reason I share those words this morning is because I want you to put yourselves in Mary's place for a minute. Put yourself in Mary's place for a minute. This angel came and talked, Angel Gabriel came and talked to Mary and said that she was with child, not any child, but the Son of God who would be called the Most High. And from a humanistic perspective, think about her thoughts. Oh my. Oh my. How? Why? And what will Joseph think? That I'm pregnant. and this is my fiance over here, and there's an angel telling me that I'm pregnant with the Son of God. And then on top of that, she tells me that my relative, who is said to be barren, who is advanced in age, and she's 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. So I'm going to come back and say that all things are possible through God. All things are possible through God. Now Mary gets this news that she is to be with child of God, and it would have been easy for her to reject this notion, for her to doubt. But you know what? This is not true. This is just a dream. It's a vision. Something's going on. There's no way that I'm pregnant with the child of God, nor Elizabeth. She can't be pregnant either. And she could have been all on her own merry way without being this submitted servant, but she did not. And we are here today because she consented, she accepted, she understood what was going on. And she proclaimed to the angel Gabriel, now hear these words, "Here am I, a servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Now how many of us, when we're faced with something where we have doubt, how many of us, when we're faced with some place to where we question or we're uncertain or it's just a mountain so big to climb or an obstacle too big to get around, how many of us can just stop and say, "Here am I, a servant of the Lord. I don't understand it. I don't understand what you have in store for me. I don't understand why this is happening. But here I am. I am your servant. Let it be with me according to your word." How powerful is it for us to be able to share those words? How powerful is it that we can respond with something like that when we have something of major impact in our life? And what does it say to us about our spiritual life when we can say, "We don't understand. I don't understand why this is happening, but I know that I am going to be submitted to you, my God, with my whole heart, and you're going to take me through anything that I experience here in this world, and that you're going to make a way." On this fourth Sunday of Advent, we celebrate a peace. We celebrate a peace that only comes through Jesus Christ. We celebrate peace that is described in the Scriptures that surpasses all understanding. That's what we celebrate. And the song that we heard this morning, by Mark Lowry, shares so much of that message that embodies a peace, a hope, and a love, and a light. And I know you heard the words, but let's hear them read again. "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? Did you know that your baby boy, the child you delivered, would soon deliver you? Did you know that he would give sight to the blind man, calm a storm with his hand, walk where the angels trod, and when you kissed him, you kissed the face of God? Did you know that the Lord of all creation is who he would be, and that one day he would rule the nations? Did you know that he is heaven's perfect lamb, and through him the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again? Mary, did you know?" And I say to you, do we know? I believe Mary did. Do we know that in the way that she did? You see, the peace that she was given through the Lord by the words from the angel Gabriel, they filled her heart. And I can tell you that she did not know what was to come. That she did not know those exact things that would happen. But those initial words, inspired by God, delivered to the angel Gabriel, gave her a peace in her heart. Even to the point that one of the pieces of Scripture is Mary's servant song that we can read in Luke 1:46-53. And she says this about what's happening to her. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me, Mary, blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." And she says this because she has found favor with the Lord. And how many of us can say that? How many of us can say that with confidence, that we have found favor with the Lord, that the Lord has found favor with us? And how many of us can say, "Here I am, a servant of the Lord, let it be with me according to your will"? This song of praise that Mary shares, it might well be our song, for our God has done all of these things in our times. In our times of brokenness, our times of good, our times of uncertainty, and our times of clarity, our God has been there. Emmanuel, God is with us. During the Advent season, we patiently await the return of our Savior Jesus Christ, knowing that He has already come and will come again. We look upon the manger with the symbolic Christ child in the manger during the Christmas season, during the Advent season. But that true imagery of the manger is one of an empty manger. For our Savior is no longer there. Our Savior has risen, took on the sin of mankind, experienced the things that only we as human beings could give. Our God gave us the perfect gift in His Son Jesus Christ. What did we give back? We tortured Him. We crucified Him. We ridiculed Him. And He still took on our sin that we might be forgiven and ascended into heaven, and through the resurrection gave us a hope of an eternal life. So we look beyond the manger at this Christmas as to what our Savior has done for us. We look to the future because of what promises have been made. So our commitment today is to understand and to put ourselves in the place of Mary. The Lord has found favor with you. The Lord has found favor with you. He calls you His children. He gave you the perfect gift in His Son, Jesus Christ. And in finding that favor with you, He has promised to be with you, to never leave you, never forsake you. When you believe, when you doubt, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're glad, He's still with you and He still loves you. And He understands. We may not always understand this thing that we endure called life. But what we can understand is that our God is real and our God is with us. And that our God will not leave us. So let our commitment today be just as Mary. And stand before our Lord and say, "Let it be with me according to your will." And for this, we give the honor and glory to our amazing Heavenly Father today. Amen.